From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an American diplomat under assassination threat takes a new assignment, but it's probably even more dangerous. First, the lead, Washington. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court rules today that a local government may order local homeowners to get out of their homes and make way for private development, declaring that this constitutes a public use. Some homeowners in New London, Connecticut, had filed suit after city officials announced plans to raise their homes and build a hotel, a health club, and offices. With us now is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Emily Bazelon. Emily, welcome back to the program. And what are the implications of the court's ruling for local governments and local homeowners, not just in Connecticut, but across the country?
Well, this is a fairly major 5-4 decision that allows local governments to take private property, and if they have a clear plan, to turn that property over to private developers. The Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution allows local government to use their eminent domain powers to condemn private property, and that's a longstanding power. The question in this case was what kind of public use would justify that kind of taking of property. And it's been clear for a long time that states can't take somebody's property simply to turn it over to somebody else, some other private person or entity. But on the other hand, it's also been clear that states can transfer property from one private party to another if the further use is a public use. And so that's been used traditionally to build railroads or bridges or highways.
Well, in this case, the city of New London wanted to tear down 15 homes in a working class neighborhood for this private development. That's not exactly a highway or a road going through, is it?
No, it's not, and that's why the case was controversial. The local government said that what it was planning to do was to save the area from distress. It wasn't a blighted area. It hadn't been termed that way by the New London government, but it was starting to have some problems. And so New London wanted to spruce it up and make it better. And the question is whether that sort of goal was a permissible one that fits under the idea of public use. It's certainly not the sort of public use where everyone is going to be using the new property.
Well, how did the court decide this? What was the argument that was convincing?
The court decided that the city's careful economic development plan was the linchpin to the case. In other words, the court was sort of looking for a way to say that New London could take this property, but didn't want to go so far as to make a rule that cities can take property whenever they want to turn it over to private developers. So it put a lot of weight on the notion that New London had really thought out its plan and decided what to do. And then the court talked a lot about deference to local and state governments and the idea that the court shouldn't be the one adjudicating what a legitimate economic development use is. That's really a decision that should be made at the local level by the legislature. And that was the decision by, in an opinion by Justice Stevens. And he was joined by the other three moderate liberals on the court and then also by Justice Anthony Kennedy.
I read a dissent from Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who just scorched this decision and said it's an outrage that a local government could do this to a local homeowner.
Right. For some of the conservatives on the court, the whole notion of the takings clause in the Fifth Amendment, the whole idea that government can take property is very threatening and seems like the sort of expansive definition of government that economic conservatives generally object to. And so that was the basis for Justice O'Connor's dissent, which was joined by the other three conservatives on the court.
Can I ask what other decisions have come down from the court today? Because we're still waiting on major cases.
Yes, we're waiting on some major cases. There were a few rulings today. One was about denying a free lawyer to someone who has pled guilty to a crime and then decides to appeal. And the court decided that governments have to give lawyers to people who are in that position. Then there was a decision about the sovereign immunity of the federal government and whether it can be sued by farmers who say that their deliveries of water have been held back by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. And the court said the government keeps its sovereign immunity and no lawsuits from the farmers.
Emily Bazelon, legal analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Emily, thank you again.
Thanks very much, Alex.